What's up, man? All right, guys. So I'm out here in San Gil, which is the Bucaramanga version of Guatapé. As you guys know, I went to a waterfall in Guatapé, which is close to Medellin. Now I'm at a waterfall here in San Gil, which is also close to Medellin. However, it takes about 2.5 hours to get to it because you're going through a mountain, and you have to understand, here in Colombia, they don't have traditional highways, 8 lanes, you know. They'd have like one lane going in each direction, maybe two if you're lucky. So this is why a distance of say 80 kilometers, which is like 50, 60 miles, you end up doing it in like 2.5 hours because A, you're going through winding roads. I mean, how fast can you go on a freaking mountain, right? The second thing, a lot of times you're gonna be following a big ass truck and there's really no way to escape them. So you're gonna be driving at like 20 miles an hour. So that's why it takes 2.5 hours to travel you know, 40, 50 miles in Colombia, you know, because again, they don't have the traditional highway system like we have in America. So where I'm at, guys, the water is clean. I thought the water was dirty, but no, the water is clean, okay? I thought the water would be polluted. It's kind of like a creek. Obviously, it's fast-moving water. As you guys can see, the waterfall is behind me. Ooh. There's like a... The bottom is not rocky. Now I'm standing on a rock. The bottom is kind of like foresty. And there is some fish here, you know. There's some fish. So this place is called Polo Azul. P-O-L-O Azul, A-Z-U-L. I think that's the name of it. I'll put it in the comment section if the name is wrong. It's free to come in. I'm like the only person here. There's nobody here, guys. I'm the only person here. So, waterfall is right behind me. It's not as big as the waterfall in Guatapé, but you know, it will do. See? Not that big, but it's fine. The water. The water is cool. It's not freezing, okay? Let me say that one more time. The water is not freezing. It's cold, but it's not freezing. So, also keep in mind, because Colombia is by the equator, the temperature is pretty much the same all year round because they're by the equator. So whether you come here in summer or in December, it's probably going to be the same thing. So the water, again, it's clean, it's refreshing, it's moving, you know. It's not moving super fast, but it's moving fast enough where you don't have to worry about the water getting stale and having dead animals in it and crap and shit like that. So, yeah, guys, this is free to enter. It's only 2 kilometers away. It's only like 2.5 kilometers away from the main center of San Gil. I came here on my motorcycle in like 5 minutes. You can probably get a taxi here for maybe 6,000, 8,000 pesos, which is like $2. And if you wanna walk it, it will probably take you a good almost hour to walk all the way here. The best thing you guys can do, honestly, if you come to Colombia, the best thing you really can do rent yourself a scooter or a motorcycle, 150cc, and just travel with it. Honestly, that's the best thing you guys can do. Get yourself a 150cc motorcycle and just travel around Colombia with it. You guys have to remember, because they don't have traditional highways here, the fastest you can go is gonna be 80 kilometers. So a 150cc scooter will be perfect for you, even though 150cc is not gonna go 80 American miles. It will go 80 kilometers easy, which is like what, 50 miles? Guys, the fastest you can drive on these Colombian roads for most of the time is gonna be anywhere from 30 to 50 kilometers. That's the vast majority of roads in Colombia. It's pretty much from 15 up to maybe 30 miles an hour. That's the fastest you'll go in general. Now, some places, you know, at night where it's straight, yeah, you'll be able to go 80 kilometers. You'll be able to go 50 miles, which a 150cc scooter can definitely handle, by the way. So, yeah. So, in conclusion, Colombia really does have a lot to offer. If you guys are willing to go online and type in what to do in San Gil, if you spend 10 minutes online, you will get a plethora of information of what to do wherever you go in the world, not just Colombia, man. You guys don't have to go on YouTube. You really don't even have to watch this video. If you want to travel anywhere in the world, just type in, hey, what to do in this place, and Google, you know, thanks to the people who blog and shit like that, they'll tell you what to do. You know, everything I'm doing here in San Gil, I've learned from people on the internet who write blogs, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, this is a free entry, okay? Chris, obviously I'm not gonna drink the water. I did that once back in Idaho. That wasn't smart. There are fish around here. I see them jumping. I think they have fishing around here. I just don't know where. Big ass croc up there. See, that's what I'm telling you guys about. Those big ass crocs at night, ain't no way to get around them. So if he's going 15 miles an hour or 30 kilometers an hour, you're gonna be stuck behind him until you can find a safe way to get away from him. You guys have to understand, you're going down the up and down the mountain, you know, you're going around curves. So let's say you wanna get away from a truck, but at the same time, a car is coming from the other side and you can't see it because you're around the bend. Guess what? You dead. I saw that almost happen twice yesterday. So this is why you guys need to understand. Best way to get around in Colombia, get yourself a motorcycle, 150cc. Get yourself an off-road motorcycle like the one I have. Have a backpack, that's what I do. I don't travel heavy. And you guys can rent them for as low as $25, $30 a day. If you rent for a week, that's what I do. You can get them down to like maybe $20 a day if you rent by the week. So anyway, guys, that's my video for you guys today. I'm at Polo Azul. I'm gonna link it in the comment description if I in the description or in the comments if I mispronounce the name. Nice, cool, refreshing water. It's not that cold. It's only 2 kilometers away from the main center of San Gil. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.